This is Dustin Five Star.
And Maria.
Better known as the Power Couple. And we'll see you this Saturday in Byhalia, Mississippi at Byhalia High School when we have a shot at the Global Force Wrestling Heavyweight Championship.
And best of all of the benefits go to St. Jude.
Nick Aldis, Five Stars coming for you. We're bringing the title back to Memphis. See you in Byhalia this Saturday, 6 p.m. bell time. Tickets only $10.
It is episode 56, and we are talking to All Ego Ethan Page. Get ready. This is the Oversell Podcast. Gentlemen, welcome to the Oversell Podcast. My name is Derek.
I am Mike.
And we are here to talk some professional wrestling. No Dan tonight, it's just me and Mike. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But first, before we get there, let's knock out some housekeeping. The website is oversellpodcast.com. And when you get there and start listening to our episodes, head over, click that Amazon link right there on the main page beneath the main player. There's no extra fees. There's no hidden fees or anything like that. It's just you helping out this podcast by shopping on Amazon like you're going to do anyway. Twitter.com/OverselPodcast, Facebook.com/OverselPodcast. Follow me at Derek Oversell, D-E-R-I-C-K, Oversell.
At WolfMike23.
Also, blogtalkradio.com/OverselPodcast is the new home for the Oversell Podcast. We're so happy to be a part of Blog Talk Radio. Got to do one of the podcasts with the Sharp Dropper guys over the weekend.
Really?
And it was a lot of fun. We did a top five wrestling podcast. I can't tell you what I picked because then you wouldn't listen. So it's going to be out in a couple of weeks. Be looking out for that. Go ahead and subscribe. That Shark Droppers top five podcast. Mike, how you doing?
I think I'm all right.
You're all right.
It's still early in the week.
It is. It's different recording on a Tuesday.
It really is. Like, last week it messed me up because got done recording, and then I was like, all right, sweet, tomorrow's Friday. Nope.
Oh,
still had three
yeah.
more days.
Yeah. let's talk to the big news in the room. Brock Lesnar announced this past week. Was it this week, or was it over the weekend?
It was within the last week.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar announced that he's going to fight at UFC 200, which is a card that's coming up. And it's actually
next month.
It's
July 7th or 9th or whatever that Sunday or Saturday is.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor are having their rematch at that same fight as well.
No, they're being pushed back to UFC 202.
So that's CM Punk's debut into MMA. It's the same card.
As of now, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that'll be a huge card.
But it's... You always kind of knew that Brock was going to end up back in UFC.
It actually surprised me completely. I didn't think he was going to go back.
What surprised me the most is the fact that he's still under contract with WWE.
Yep. I have a feeling they're going to use that as some sort of negotiating to bring in...
Yeah, they were already talking. They're wanting Paige VanZant. Yeah.
I would... Prefer Rousey.
Right. But she's got to have surgery soon or just had surgery, so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, but I just don't see this ending well for Brock Lesnar. What if he loses this fight?
Yeah, that's
going into
the big concern. I mean, WWE's main concern probably is, one, him losing. But above all, what if he gets injured?
What if he gets a concussion? What if he gets knocked out?
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Hunt is who he's fighting.
Yeah.
He's a heavy-handed dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude, hits hard. I mean, it's not going to be an easy fight for Brock. I mean, actually going into it, like the first round of betting, Brock is the underdog.
Yeah. Let's say
Brock comes out, unhurt, but he loses. How does that affect him in WWE?
Right.
Because, they're marketing him as, the beast. He can't really be beaten. He's a former UFC champ, but he steps away for one UFC fight. He loses.
I've never been a Brock Lesnar fan, especially when he was in the UFC.
Right.
And I have a feeling that you're going to see Brock Lesnar get knocked out cold in this fight.
And there was people like lining up wanting to fight him.
Yeah, to show that first they're not afraid of him, and that, you know, if you Brock Lesnar doesn't like to get punched in the face.
No. I mean, I don't know a lot of people that really like that, but
you know what I mean. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's not really conditioned to be punched in the face because, you know, he's been past year been pulling back his punches.
Right.
Because of the WWE. Now he's got to retrain himself in a month to start throwing.
Well, they said
he's
pretty
again.
Much anytime he's been off, he's been training. I mean, apparently WWE kind of knew that this was coming at one point because they noticed that he was slimming down a little bit and he wasn't, you know, WWE size basically the past few months.
Well, to tell you the truth, I am actually excited for this. Because there's a chance that you get to see Brock Lesnar get punched in the face, and I like that.
Oh, Mark Hunt's going to punch him in the face.
Yes. If he's smart, he's going to aim for some stomach kicks. Because that'll drop Brock like a bad habit, too.
That is true.
You just don't get over diverticulitis. It's not something that is treatable. I mean, it's manageable, but you just can't cure diverticulitis. So he still has that problem. Yeah. So, you know.
But again, I'm curious to see what would happen to his push in WWE if he loses this fight.
There's a lot hinging on this fight.
And then if he wins, I mean, does he try to get his, you know, contract bought out at WWE or something and just go back to fighting? Because, I mean, he's making more money, UFC.
You know, how old is Brock? He's like 39 now.
Yeah, he's close to 40.
The opportunities to fight, I think, are going to be few and far between for a 39-year-old. Now, if it was 30-year-old Brock, something that's totally different
because of his name and who he is.
Well, he's still a draw.
He's still a draw.
But it's, to me, I don't know. I wouldn't have. I think Vince McMahon is showing a lot of balls here, letting Brock Lesnar fight in the UFC.
I mean, yeah, he's a former champ. He did come in. He beat Randy Couture clean.
Lost to Frank Mir though.
Yeah, but then he came back and beat Frank Mir
in
the rematch.
Got knocked silly by Cain Velasquez and who was an Overeem.
Yeah, Overeem.
Alistair Overeem.
But he beat Shane Carwin.
Yeah, that's Shane Carwin. And Shane Carwin should have won that fight. But he,
if it hadn't have been Brock Lesnar and the name that he was, that would have been stopped.
Yeah. And if Shane would have learned how to poise himself when he knows he has Brock on the ropes instead of throwing to where he couldn't lift his arm. I bet you Shane Carwin couldn't lift his arms up after that fight.
Shane Carwin wanted to come out of retirement and fight Brock at this. I mean, as soon as he heard about it, he was like, I'll do it. I'll fight him. You know, right now, let's go.
Well, now, because now he knows, you know, stay on top of him, pick your shots instead of just trying to punch.
What does it do for WWE if Brock loses and then 2 months or 3 months later when CM Punk, you know, fights? He loses. Now, granted, they've kind of broken all ties with CM Punk, but that's still going to say, you know, that kind of makes a message, you know, hey, you know, the this is fake comments are going to come out.
Yeah.
And
well, to me, I see it like this. A lot of pro wrestling fans, and this is just me talking, I think there are more pro wrestling fans than there are MMA fans. But I would think all pro wrestling fans are also MMA fans. Now, not all MMA fans are pro wrestling fans.
Right.
So, you know, will it hurt? No, because by now we know a lot of us know the work that is professional wrestling.
Right.
And I am still entertained by it. I'm never going to call it fake.
Still watch it every week.
I still watch it every week. I watch NXT. Battle of Super Juniors. I've been watching it. I need to go back and watch the finals because I hear the match with Will Ospreay in the Battle of Super Juniors finale was awesome. Lucha Underground. You know, I love professional wrestling. And, you know, I've kind of fallen off UFC anyway. You know, I loved it back when we were watching it and, like, Matt Hughes, Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
Who was
Couture was still fighting.
Couture is still fighting.
You know, BJ Penn,
Tim Sylvia.
Yeah.
You know, I like that era.
That one camp had every title at one point.
Yep. Andre Arlovsky.
Yeah.
You know, I miss watching
Rich Franklin.
Those I like that class of guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, after those guys left, it just wasn't the same for me.
I haven't watched a pay-per-view in quite some time. For a while, I would only order pay-per-views and watch them, like, probably over the last, say, 2-3 years, if GSP was fighting or Ronda Rousey. And that's it. I wouldn't watch any other pay-per-views.
I remember when I Josh McClain, shout out to Josh McClain, go listen to him, KO Radio, on the local X app. But one time I was texting him, I was watching the Rousey, one of the last Rousey fights, and he was like, hey, keep me updated. So, all right, fights, the match started, and it's over. Like, she finished her that quickly? Like, yeah, dude, it's over. It's over. And he just laughed. And
yeah. That's how a lot of her fights were.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that Holly Holmes fight, I just think there's something more going on with her. And she didn't fight her plan or the game plan she had either. She didn't fight it right or she didn't have one and try to trade shots with a boxing champion.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a wrestler and a judo gal. Anyway, wow, we actually talked mixed martial arts on this podcast.
Yeah, we talked UFC
for
a good 5-10 minutes.
Well, we got a big show tomorrow night on the WWE Network, NXT TakeOver, The End. I cannot wait to watch this card. I love NXT, and they've put together an awesome card for Wednesday night, and it's called The End, which is kind of an ominous name.
Right.
But let's go through the card.
And Triple H is... even said that, you know, this will be the end of the Balor and Joe feud. So,
which is,
that's why they chose that name. All right, but let's see, starting from the bottom, and now we're here. Andrade Cien Almas, unless I've totally screwed up that name, versus Ty Dillinger.
This will be this is the debut match for
Almas.
And you know, he was a masked wrestler for CMLL. And they brought him in, and apparently he's going to be debuting without his mask.
Yeah, because the little promo they showed of, I know they showed it this week. I hadn't watched prior weeks, but, you know, it just had his back to a screen watching, like, highlights of him, and he was slowly just undoing the mask, and then he finally took it off, but it still, you know, never showed his face.
I love the Ty Dillinger gimmick right now.
Yeah.
I think it's a great gimmick. He is really going, you know, he's all into his gimmick, which is awesome. And it's just a funny gimmick. I loved it. Wouldn't he go around when other people were wrestling, he'd have signs out or like a number sign for their rating their matches or whatever?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that. But
I think he did that. But it was, you know, this is a perfect gimmick for him. And this, I think this is a good, it's going to be a good match to get the crowd into the show.
I just love his finisher.
Describe the finisher for our listeners.
Basically, I can't think of what he calls it, but... basically gets him in the fireman's carry, kind of like the attitude adjustment. But when he flips him over, he's already taken his knee pad down and brings their neck down on the back on his knee.
Nice.
It looks brutal. It's one of the finishing moves that looks like, you know, it could actually hurt and be devastating.
Until he uses it against John Cena, who taps out or kicks out at two.
Probably.
Next match.
The one I'm most looking forward to. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Austin Aries.
This is going to be a hell of a match.
Yeah.
You know, Austin's kind of been so far. You know, he had that feud with that small, quick feud with Corbin.
Right.
And, you know, you're only going to get so far in that stuff. But this is going to be this has a chance to steal the show. It's Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
He's going to come out and do his Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson shtick, which is so. You know, there's no rhythm to it, but there is. Like, you know, when he gets in the ring and that certain part hits and he does that huge bend back.
Yeah.
Grabs a rope and I can't wait to see what kind of stuff these guys do.
I like Shinsuke enough to where my ringtone is now his entrance music.
He has the best entrance music
now. And if people call me, I won't answer directly. I listen to the music.
call twice.
Yeah.
Give Mike a full listen to Shinsuke, and on the second time, I promise he will answer.
Yeah, I'll answer.
But yeah, he has the best entrance music right now in the WWE.
Yeah, it's great.
It's awesome. And
but then I really like Austin Aries. I've liked Austin Aries for a few years now. I mean, he did pretty well in TNA for a while. Saw him in Ring of Honor. And I've always just liked that character, and it should be a hell of a match.
Well, I'm not the most up to date on Austin Aries. Describe what his character was in Ring of Honor.
I don't remember so much Ring of Honor, but
or TNA.
TNA, you know, when he was it's one of those characters, like, when he's a heel, he's, you know, better than everybody. I mean, typical heel character. I mean, he's... It's kind of... There's not a whole lot to it, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just... It's basic, but he's real crisp in the ring, and just... His demeanor, I guess, is what sells it. I mean, when he gets in there, he starts cutting a promo, it's like, yeah, this dude's an asshole. I'm definitely going to boo him. But then when he's a face, it's like everything he does in the ring, you know, it's, you know, you can't go wrong with, you know, backing him.
Okay. Well, that's, and it's Shinsuke Nakamura, who is the most charismatic guy. You know, that promo he cut a couple of weeks ago, did you see that, where he's like, I just don't understand you? And he's like, me too.
Yeah.
He actually showed a little, you know, that he knows a little bit of English. And
yeah.
You know.
Very little, but yeah.
But that fits him, though.
Yeah.
He's just going to come out there. I want to see knees galore. I love that final knee he hits.
I think it works that he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Just like Asuka. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It works, which should be a great lead-in into the next match, right?
Not the next one listed, but yeah, we'll go there.
Okay.
NXT Women's Championship, Asuka versus Nia Jax.
Nia Jax is finally being, they're using her the way she should have been since she's been in NXT.
Right.
She should be an unstoppable monster, and I think this, you're going to see when she, the more experience she gets, this is what the WWE was going to do with Karma.
Right.
They have a chance to redo that with Nia Jax, because she, you know, she's a beautiful woman to me.
Right.
But, you know, she doesn't have the traditional top, but, you know, the...
She didn't have the diva look.
The diva look, but you know what? That's fine, because you need a threat.
Yeah.
And
you need an ass-kicking woman.
Yes, yeah. And she has a chance to be that. And, you know, she's facing Asuka, but there's a chance Nia Jax could walk out of here with the women's championship the way she's being.
I mean, she's honestly, like, twice the size of Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, not to, like, you know, be negative, but, I mean, in basically, like, every way of, you know, her size. I mean, she's taller.
Right.
She's just, you know, built bigger. But Asuka, she's a fighter.
Yeah, and I really like the direction they're going with her right now.
And it was great, you know, on NXT this week when they had the contract signing. You know, Nia went through this whole promo of, you know, how I'm going to beat you. You know, I destroyed, you know, Bayley just like I'm going to destroy you, and, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, it was probably a 2-3 minute, you know, promo. And Asuka gets the mic and she just goes, you talk too much, and then signed the contract.
What else happened? Did anything else happen? Did they fight during the contract signing?
Yeah, they got up in each other's face.
Of course. There's never been a contract signing that was just a contract signing.
Yeah, Asuka got pushed. Then she came back with all the chops and the kicks and all that. And then Nia kicked her in the gut and powerbombed her, and that was it.
George in the chat room said, I wish Nia's mic had gone out. Man.
She was trying.
You know, well, you know, Asuka does have a point there. With Nia, you know, you're starting to, in the ring wise, you're starting to use her right as a monster. You know, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
And then she just charges the ring. That would be perfect.
And for this, I mean, like, she had to be the one to talk, because everybody knows Asuka doesn't know a lot of English. Or at least, you know, they're portraying that. And you can't have a contract signing to close your show and have two people that don't talk.
Right.
So, I mean, I understand why they went that way, but I don't know if they thought about it prior to that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But this is a great chance. And, man, you know, after we go through the card real quick, we can just go through and do predictions real quick.
Okay.
So I'll save one.
Okay.
Next match.
The Tag Team Championship, American Alpha versus The Revival.
This is going to be another awesome.
I love The Revival shirts.
Yeah. I love everything about The Revival.
Their shirts are great. It just says... like, now that I've said that, I just completely blank. It said no flips,
just
fists.
Yeah. You know, they're just it's awesome. They're a throwback to Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Yeah.
They're a throwback to those old school hard hitting tag teams like the Midnight Express and stuff like that. George in the chat room, going back to Nia Jax and Asuka, asks, should it have closed the show? That's the difference between NXT and you know, the main roster, they will allow their women to close the show out. And I have no problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't think the fans enjoyed it as much. I mean, I would have just assumed see the tag match that they had of who was it? Ciampa and
Gargano
against Dash and Dawson. That could have easily just been, you know, they did that before the contract signing, you know, finished the show. And honestly, I understand putting the women's title, you know, a title closing the show, but I think you could have easily, instead of had the pre-recorded Joe and Balor interview that they did like mid-show, they could have had that actually happen in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, I think you should put that title, because I mean, that is like the big title on the show, you know, closer to the end of the show at least. I don't mind putting the women's title after it, but...
George says, I have no issue with women closing the show, but fans don't care about Nia Jax. I mean, I think the arrow's starting to point in the right direction for Nia Jax.
Yeah.
But going back to this tag match, you know, I think the end could be also ominous for the revival, because they, with the draft coming,
right,
I think they're a team that goes up and fights on SmackDown.
Easily could be. I mean, Triple H even said that, you know, NXT is going to change a lot from,
right,
once the draft happens.
Right. NXT, I mean, they're going to lose. They're so, it's going to be crazy to see what talent goes where. And I think Revival is going to be part of it. I think American Alpha is going to stay in NXT because they have a lot of legitimacy in NXT, and they're going to need them to lead the tag division, which in the NXT tag division is awesome.
Right.
Right now, I love. Did you get to see TM61?
No.
They are awesome. Those guys are nuts. They're formerly the Mighty Don't Kneel, or TMDK.
Okay.
But now they're TM61. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. George and Charis' American Alpha probably goes up before them. I think they keep American Alpha down so there's a huge name, a huge face tag team holding your tag titles.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that's the same reason Bayley hasn't been called up yet.
Right, they need the name.
They need the face and the... Yeah, basically, that's just it. That's what they need, the name and the face, because they don't have anybody that can replace or take Bayley's spot right now.
That's true. That's very true. Next match?
Next match would be the NXT Championship. Steel cage match. First time steel cage match in NXT. Samoa Joe defending against Finn Balor.
I cannot wait for this match.
And this will be their final match in NXT.
This will probably be Finn's final match in NXT.
Right,
because we got the preview show for Money in the Bank next week, and I'm going to discuss what I think happens, because Finn Balor will be at that show. But
we thought he was going to be at the last show.
Well, yeah, but they're setting up something big with him, and you know, there's still a seventh guy that has to be announced for the, or do they have all the?
Well, actually, they're saying right now there's probably not going to be a seventh guy.
Okay,
it's just going to be the six. Yeah,
Would have been perfect to bring him in. You know, not necessarily win,
unless it's last minute and they're like, hey, we have one more participant.
Yeah, but I could see it happening, but man, what do you expect from this match?
Blood.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because even in the little interview that they had between the two, Samoa Joe mentioned of, you know, during the fight where he started bleeding, you know, they were like, you know, I don't understand why they were coming and worried about my safety just because I was bleeding when you were laid out on the ground. You know, I'm going to hurt you again, and they shouldn't worry about if I bleed a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was a great little interview and promo.
And this time it'll be harder to get to Joe to clean up the
blood. Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot wait to see these guys go at it in a cage, man. I think they are just going to beat the hell out of each other for 20, 25 minutes.
Hopefully it goes that long. Hopefully they don't cut it short. It but
yeah. Well, as long as there's a cut over the eye or something. I mean, it's, you know.
Joe Blades at the beginning just to be an ass.
Hi, what are you going to do now, sucker? Well, that's the NXT card. We can go ahead and let's make some predictions real quick.
All right. Ty Dillinger loses.
I agree.
Nakamura and Aries.
Nakamura wins.
You would think Nakamura.
They're gonna keep. I think Nakamura is gonna be undefeated for a good while.
You would hope so.
I know. I have no qualms.
But yeah, I'll go with Nakamura. American Alpha. I think
American
they retain.
Alpha. Yep, I agree.
All because I think they're really not wanting to have two-time champions right now. Because that's a big thing. They keep it, you know, if Revival wins, they're the first ever two-time tag team champion.
Yeah, it makes too much sense for them.
Yeah, so I think they're going to lose. Asuka.
I'm going to take Nia Jax.
I think Asuka will win. I don't think they would I don't think they'd give her a one and done, basically.
I know. I think they're going to, they have to do something to kind of throw people on their, you know, just to get people to, you know, there needs
right.
to, and Nia Jax, this is the perfect match to do it with Nia Jax winning the title.
Yeah. Still going Asuka.
Joe wins. Itami comes back. That's my.
Okay.
I think Hideo Itami is making his return this week. I have that feeling that Hideo Itami. George asks, do you think someone like Rude debuts after Joe wins? I think the story would be better if Hideo Itami comes back, because the night Joe debuted was the night Hideo went out with an injury.
Okay.
So there's a perfect way to continue a story.
Rude could possibly show up soon.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking to All Ego Ethan Page. Stick around. Well, this is the Oversell Podcast. Welcome back to the Oversell Podcast, and joining us now is one of the stars of Evolve Wrestling, and you can find him on Twitter at @OfficialEgo. Ethan Page, thank you so much for coming on our show. We really do appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Excited to do this.
Well, what made you a fan of professional wrestling? Because you're probably a fan before you actually became a wrestler. So what made you become a fan of professional wrestling?
I'd say my dad, I guess. He really watched on Sundays, and then I would watch as well. And then I got a little scared of King Kong Bundy, so he waited for me to grow up a little bit to bring me back in. But I love guys like Macho Man Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warriors since I was a kid.
Very cool. Now, how did you get into it? How did you actually get in to start training? Who trained you?
So I trained at a local school in Hamilton, Ontario, called Living Legends Wrestling. And then I really learned wrestling from Michael Elgin. I grew up with him learning on the road. So he taught me the most than any wrestling school did.
Now, we had a guest on a couple of weeks ago that also worked with Michael Elgin. Do you know Brandon S.B. Espinoza?
I want to say yes.
I think one thing you guys... go ahead. Well, one of the things you guys had in common was I think you're both big comic book fans, and we got him to talk. So one thing that... how caught up on you are on Arrow, Flash? Do you even get to watch all these comic book TV shows?
No, honestly. I'm not like a big DC comic book guy unless it's Batman.
Very cool. Now, did you get to see Batman versus Superman?
I hated it, but I love Ben Affleck.
I actually loved the movie, but I thought Ben Affleck played the character really well. You know, I really enjoyed the movie. You know, it's not the best.
I'm just like,
go ahead.
I'm like super obsessive over storytelling, so I wasn't really happy with how unorganized the movie was.
Yeah, I can see that argument with it.
I still haven't seen it.
Now, did you get to see? Are you a big? I take it you're a big Marvel guy.
Oh yeah, huge.
I haven't gotten to see it yet, so maybe a little spoiler free or spoiler, you know, free. But how was X-Men Apocalypse?
I thought it was the best X-Men movie they've ever made.
Really?
Wow.
Easily.
Huh. Better. My favorite was always X-Men 2. I thought. there was nothing better than it, but X-Men Apocalypse was better than X-Men 2?
I think it is, as far as like fanfare goes, and if you like the cartoon, this is like right up your alley.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Dude, I grew up on the X-Men cartoon, 10 o'clock every Saturday morning. I was sitting down on my butt, and I was not, the TV was on channel 13 watching that cartoon.
Oh, me too. Like, that's what really got me into like comic books and superheroes and stuff, was that cartoon and the Amazing Spider-Man cartoon. So for this movie, like, there's certain scenes in there that's like right out of the cartoon and right out of the comic books that just like reminds you of your childhood. And like, the movie could have sucked in a way, but I loved it just for that. Like, it gave me what I wanted out of the movie.
What's been your favorite comic book movie to come out so far this year?
Oh, this year, Deadpool for sure.
Is there really another answer? Captain America: Civil War was all right, was good, but Deadpool stole the show so far this year.
Oh, easily. It had like the rewatchability for that is like through the roof. The airport scene in Civil War, I'll be watching that over again.
Oh,
the whole movie is like, it was like 20 minutes too long, and I loved the Disney Marvel movies.
Very cool. Well, we'll get back to wrestling talk here. I just wanted to, you know, have a little geek out moment with you there with some.
Well, real quick, I just want to, he mentioned like in Batman, do you watch Gotham at all?
No, I got into the first season, but I'm like a big mark for like the A-list characters, and it was too D-listy.
Right.
Yeah, some of the references on that show, like when they did, I think it was Firebat, it's like not many people are going to know who, or Firefly, whatever they are. But.
And they've switched up a few things, but I mean, you have to expect that, being that this is all before Batman even comes about.
Right, yeah, that show
is... exactly. And like when there's shows like Daredevil on Netflix, like there's, you have a B-list character that is awesome, so...
Right.
Did you get to see? Have you seen any of Jessica Jones on Netflix?
Yeah. Anything that's come out on Netflix from Marvel, I've watched.
I was really impressed with Jessica Jones because I didn't know much about the character, and watching this show, I'm like, this chick's badass.
I still haven't watched that one.
Oh
yet.
Yeah.
I'm behind. I've still only seen the first season of Daredevil.
Oh, you got to catch up because season two is 10 times better than season one.
Yeah, it was, from what I've seen, I haven't gotten a chance to finish. I think I'm halfway through season two of Daredevil, and yeah, it's.
Been, I'm just excited to see Punisher.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's awesome.
So, when did you have your first professional wrestling match?
In 2006, I believe it was November 13th or something like that.
Do you remember who you wrestled?
Yeah, a guy named Mark Shaw, local dude.
Very cool. Now, you've done some work over in PWG, is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell us what's it like working in front of that crowd.
It's pretty awesome. It makes your life really easy because they're receptive to more or less everything. But, it's fun.
Very cool. Now, did you get to do one of those invisible grenade spots or anything like that?
No, I became the guy who pulls his bare ass out at PWG. so it became a thing of mine because of that crowd.
Who did you get to work with over there?
We did the Young Bucks. We had a match with Chris Sabin and Matt Sydal. And we worked with Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae twice, and the Beaver Boys.
Wow. Now, I'm going to guess this was pre-Joey Ryan dick-flipping people.
Yeah, which I would have had a lot of fun with that if it was there.
Well, where are you, now you're working mostly, are you working Evolve now, predominantly?
Yeah, I would say Evolve, Alpha One Wrestling, and AIW are like a home base for me.
And you just recently in Alpha One, did you just have a match recently with Zack Sabre Jr.?
No, that was in AIW in Cleveland, and it was one of my favorite matches I've ever had in my career.
Well, what was it like working with Zack Sabre Jr.?
No, honestly, pure joy and pleasure. Like, I can't say enough nice things about how talented that guy is.
Very cool. Now, recently, I think Evolve was up there, and y'all just had a couple of big shows up in New York, right?
Yeah, just recently. And then this Friday, I had to Florida for their high pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's a big event. Talk a little bit about it.
It's going to be awesome. The first night, they have myself versus Darby Allin, a rematch from Dallas WrestleMania weekend. And I believe they have a tag team match that was really, like, talked about because of the happenings with EC3 and Drew Galloway against TJP and Johnny Gargano. That's on my pay-per-view at WWNLive.com. And then the next night, I have a no-holds-barred match against Drew Galloway, so I'm really excited about that in Orlando.
Nice.
Wow, that is some great competition to have up there. How long have you been wrestling with Evolve?
I just passed my one-year anniversary WrestleMania weekend for them, so I'm going on 2 years soon.
Very cool, very cool. What's been your favorite match to work since you've been with that company?
Oh, damn. it's so hard because, like, the roster is incredible. I would say my match with Johnny Gargano in New York, that was the I Quit match. I believe it was Evolve 49.
That's very cool. And you can check those out on WWN Live. And I think WWN Live is now on the Fight TV app.
Yeah, it is.
I think $14.99, which is a good price for a show.
I believe so. And I think if you order in advance, you save some money too. So if you're smart with your money, you'd order them all. And I think they have combo packs as well.
Very cool. I'm looking at the Fight TV app. Yep, they've got Evolve 62, Evolve 63 coming up. What part of Florida is that going to be in?
The first one's in Ybor City, and then the Saturday show is in Orlando.
Very cool. I love Ybor City. That's probably one of my favorite places to go when I'm down there in Tampa.
Oh, it's always a fun time. The crowd there is super awesome. They're loud, vocal. They're into it. So that's why they hit it up every couple months.
Very cool. Go ahead and tell us who you're getting your face in this weekend.
It's Ethan Page versus Darby Allin on Friday night. And then Saturday night, Ethan Page versus Drew Galloway, no holds barred.
And what other shows you got coming up? I'm sure you've got about probably 60 bookings you need to plug.
Yeah, the following weekend, I debut for First Wrestling. I believe that's in the Minnesota area, so I think out in your way. And then the next night, I'm back in Niagara Falls for Canadian Wrestling Entertainment. I believe it's CWE. And I'm wrestling Rene Dupree, which is super random and fun, so we'll see how that goes.
Wow. That's
and
awesome.
And then on Sunday, I'm in my hometown, Stony Creek, Hamilton, Ontario. I'm wrestling for Steel City Pro Wrestling, Monster Mafias, and Tag Team Action.
Sounds like you keep busy.
I try to. When your job is to keep busy, you need to keep busy.
That's right. Well, where all have you gotten to travel across over the country?
Oh, man. I keep hitting new towns, which is awesome, just because I like seeing what the news is like.
Okay. Have you ever gotten a chance to come and into Memphis yet?
Sorry, go ahead.
Have you ever gotten a chance to wrestle in Memphis yet?
No, I have not, actually.
Well, Memphis is, if you didn't know, Memphis used to be one of the hottest wrestling territories in town. And right now we've got some good shows coming up. I really want an Evolve show up here in Memphis. Can you push them to start bringing some shows up here in Memphis?
I feel like Memphis fans would have a heart attack if Evolve Wrestling showed up.
Well, I'd probably be one of the victims. Well, Ethan, man, I know you're really busy. Where can folks find you on social media?
You guys can find me at Official Ego, like you guys mentioned earlier. If you want one of those soft, badass t-shirts that you're wearing right now,
oh, it's so awesome.
You can get that at prowrestlingtees.com /Ethan Page. And through Twitter, like, I'm super vocal and I don't mind chatting with fans. So if you guys ever have any questions, just shoot me a tweet, a message, and we can chat. And you'll know about upcoming events. I'm really good at promoting those as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Mike, any questions? Any other questions?
No, I think we covered it. I mean,
well, Ethan, man, I know you're super busy, so I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I wanted to thank you for coming on our little show here in Memphis, Tennessee. And, man, good luck this weekend. Get out to WWN Live. Get those shows on the Fight TV app. It's a cool app. It's available on your smart TV, your iPhone, Apple TV. I think all those can get this Fight TV app. So get out there and check it out.
Heck yeah. They got, I know Evolve and WWN is hooked into every platform. So they make it really easy for you guys to order the high pay-per-views. And the quality is amazing. They got everything in HD and their customer service is top-notch. So trust the company. Just look at the roster. It's the best wrestlers in the world right now. That's why WWE chose Evolve to work with and pick stars for their Cruiserweight tournament. So, I mean, if WWE likes us, you should too, you know?
huge fan, man. I love Evolve, and you guys have some awesome talent down there, including,
hell yeah,
most importantly, they have you.
That's right. All ego, Ethan Page.
Well, Ethan, man, thank you so much for coming on our show, and we'll look to get you another time.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for the interview.
All right. Thank you, man. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Ethan Page. Very happy he got to come on. I'm rocking the... I love this shirt, dude.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that.
I cannot get... It's perfectly designed. It's comfortable. ProWrestlingTees.com/EthanPage. Get out there. Buy lots of shirts.
Whole Avengers.
Got the Avengers thing going. The greatest genetics ever assembled. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
Awesome guy. Cool dude. Very cool. And he is very active on Twitter. And he's not, you know, he's been a cool guy setting up this interview and stuff like that. Let's go on to some news and notes in the world of wrestling. Mike, what do you say?
Yeah, let's do that. You know, since we're here to talk about wrestling and apparently comic books and UFC. And,
hey,
you know,
it's, you know,
with our forum. We can do what we want.
Yeah, man. You know, he likes comic books. I wanted to be sure he got a chance to talk about them.
But a couple things I wanted to mention. Triple H has, in an interview or something, announced that he is working on contracts for both Bobby Roode and Eric Young, you know, getting them set up, actually giving them contracts, and hopefully it's not another James Storm type thing where it just showed up one time and then back to TNA.
Well, yeah, and, like, where's Eric Young been? Was that just a one-time deal?
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, he's working on contracts for them. He said, you know, Triple H said, stay tuned. So now I believe we're going to see them both in NXT again. And, yeah, a little feedback there.
Okay.
Something else, though. Apparently WWE is interested in 2 Ring of Honor stars.
Okay.
Don't know if you've heard about this.
No, I haven't.
They are interested in basically trying to sign Roderick Strong and Moose.
I knew it was a matter of time before they went after Moose.
Yeah.
He has the look they want.
He's got the following, too.
George in the chat room says, Oversell Podcast. Hold on. Let me pull up the full chat. Your home for wrestling, comic book, and YouTube cooking show talk. Well, that's awesome. Rod, I think both those guys would be perfect in NXT. I knew it was a matter of time before they went after Moose.
Yeah.
He has too much charisma. That drop kick he throws is fucking amazing. And, you know, it's a small thing, but his entrance is fun.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Do you think they would change it?
I don't think so. I think he'd be just like some of these
guys. I think that's part of the draw for him.
Right.
Is that entrance.
Right. I agree.
I mean, it's kind of like, it's going to sound weird saying this, but it's kind of like Bayley. I mean, her entrance is part of her draw.
Well, that, and she's an awesome wrestler as well. What other? There's some.
They're also looking at Tommy End.
No, he signed.
Oh, he already signed
signed yesterday, and that is a big signing to me. That dude is fucking awesome. you know, he's you're going to be covered in tattoos. He's going to be a heel, and it's going to be so much fun to see him in the WWE. In the next couple of months, we also have the Cruiserweight Classic coming up.
Yeah.
So you're going to get to see folks on the WWE Network like Zack Sabre Jr.
A lot of things are going to be changing here next couple months with the draft Cruiserweights.
And it's looking like Stephanie wants to take SmackDown.
Yeah, she's going to be on SmackDown.
She wants it. That's not to say, you know, it could be a ploy to
where. I think she actually said, you know, she's going to be the one running it. Said something to the effect that it needs to be somebody strong and know what they're doing, and she's going to do it.
You know, it was funny watching Teddy Long come back last night. It was. And he tried to make a tag match.
I mean, you knew that as soon as it came out.
Or a six-man gauntlet.
But it's cool that they did that.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's going to be a thing in the next couple of weeks. Like, maybe Eric Bischoff.
I'm not even talking about just that. I'm talking about the fact that they acknowledge the whole jokes of how, you know, Teddy Long, all he ever did was make tag matches.
Right,
you know,
right.
They didn't try to shy away from that. I mean, it was basically a meme for a while online. You know, everything, you know, Teddy Long would pop up, let's have a tag match. And it's just cool that they recognize that.
George in the chat room says, isn't it amazing how Bayley is so uncomfortable sounding on the mic, but no one cares because she's elite character, an elite character.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And I wouldn't say she's weak on the mic. It's just her character. There's something about it. It's just
real quiet and reserved. But
right. But and marky.
Yeah.
You know, very marky. But going back to, man, I really cannot wait till September for Tommy N to show up in NXT. That is going to be so awesome. You know, I think he's been wrestling a lot at WXW out there in Germany. So now we get to see him come into NXT. It's a super huge signing, and it's going to make you wonder how long until you see, you know, they're bringing guys like Tommy End in, Marty Skrull. I can never say his it's not Skrull, it's S-C-U-R-L-L, Skrull.
Okay.
Skrull.
I believe you.
Skrull. Skrull.
Squirrel.
So, not Squirrel.
Squirtle.
Skrull. Not Squirtle. It's not Pokemon characters here.
We've talked about everything else. Why not?
I don't know the first thing about Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hey, you want to talk about Magic the Gathering? We can talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about
that
for a while.
How land destruction is like the ultimate dicky thing to do.
Oh, I loved it.
George says, educate me on Tommy End. Tommy End, George, you've seen Dale Tucker wrestle a couple of times. We went to MEW out there, and Tommy End is a big influence on Dale Tucker. You know, he's covered in tattoos. He tells you what he feels. He's not he's not a nice guy. He's just a bad, bad dude.
Would he tell a kid that he would knock his eye straight?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he would. Who said that? Was that
Dale Tucker?
Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. God, yeah, that's something that Tommy N would do. There was some other news that I wanted to talk about.
Then you should talk about it.
I can't remember. You know, you'd think I'd write these things down.
Yeah, we've never been too prepared for these shows.
I'm really excited for this program between AJ Styles and John Cena.
It's going pretty well.
Yeah, John Cena cut an amazing promo on Raw last night. That was about the highlight of the show. The new season of Swerved is out.
Yes.
And we watched a little bit of it today. So George said, so he's CM Punk with a gnarly beard. Yes, and more badass. And I'll probably work with the company a little bit better than CM Punk did.
And that was a tweet I saw you had, wasn't it, about CM Punk?
I said AJ Styles is greater than CM Punk. That's on the @Oversell podcast account.
Yeah,
go follow it so you can, you know, I know George called me a troll, but it's something I actually believe, just like I still believe the IWGP title is a more prestigious title than the WWE title. It's greater than the WWE title, but that's just me. Which apparently they're not happy in NJPW how Naito was handling that belt, flipping it around and stuff.
Yeah.
So I say it's more important, and then this guy, Naito, shows up as a heel and is just tossing it around and stuff like that.
Speaking of NJPW, have you watched New Japan last couple weeks?
I know they're doing the G1 Climax, and actually it was funny. We had some family over last Friday, or no, last Thursday, and I was cooking out, and I got my father-in-law somewhat interested in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So he's going through my DVR, and he goes, he looks at the TV and then looks at me, hey, D, like, fire it up. And we're watching it. I think, what match was it? I don't know. It was an awesome match. but it was from the G1 Climax of last year.
They had a Nakamura match this past week.
Awesome.
I can picture the guy he wrestled, but I cannot for anything think of his name. But there was one move in there. The guy came up to clothesline Nakamura, and Nakamura turned the clothesline into a flying armbar. I mean, like, he caught it in the chest.
Yeah.
Spun around, wrapped his legs around his head, pulled it around. And
was
then,
it not Styles? Because he's done that with Styles.
No. It wasn't Styles. It was, I'll have to see if I can find his name.
I love that.
I've seen him wrestle before, but I can't think of his name.
Those matches with JR doing commentary is so awesome. It's so awesome. And shout out, Mike, we have the New Japan World account.
Yeah, but I can't read Japanese.
They have a translation feature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll show you how to use the site when we get done here. Check out New Japan World, and we can actually watch, like, you know, the Battle of Super Juniors where Ricochet and Will Ospreay tore the fucking house down, which I still love that match. You know, you get to see Will Ospreay win Battle of Super Juniors. Sorry for the spoilers there.
What?
Last week on Lucha Underground, Brian Cage took on Matanza in a very physical match, and those two dudes, I thought, killed it. Matanza is one of the most athletic big man in the business right now. He is hitting, he hits big moves, and why is...
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you going blind?
No, it's doing it on its own.
That font is freaking huge.
Yeah.
George says, Swerve made me love Mark Henry. I made Mike watch that before we started working tonight, George. And that skit, when the midget comes out, you just cannot stop laughing. Hey, man, stop it. What?
I don't know. It's not working anymore.
All right.
The internet has shunned me.
I still can't remember. There was some big I wanted to bring up.
Your internet stole it from you.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it was. But Ultima Lucha 2 should be coming up on the El Rey Network. Check it out. You can... If you don't have it on your cable channel or cable network like I don't, there's other ways to watch it. You can get, what is that app called? Sling TV, $20 a month. You know, if you're looking to cut the cord, like I may do when DirecTV is up. But then again, I love NFL Sunday Ticket and watching my Buccaneers play. Another different topic on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So, do we want to go into Land Destruction talk?
That we easily could.
Total dicker. Hey, yeah. You know,
it's been a while since I've played. Damn.
I was talking to Shaggy, and when I told him, I still have my Magic cards, and he's like, yeah, I had a white deck. I'm like, I had a lighter destruction deck, or as I call it, total fuckery. He's like, indeed, sir. So, not that we should.
It was some fun stuff.
Yeah, fun back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I would get so mad.
Playing in the office at LT.
Yes, and in the office upstairs. And
yep.
Pissing off Larry's wife. Shout out to Larry Rochelle.
Yeah.
Let's do a Memphis wrestling moment because I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, let's do one of those because we typically do those.
June 11th, 1979.
Oh, remember it like I wasn't born yet.
2 years before George says, okay, it's time for me to give NJPW a shot. That's awesome. Yes. Do it. You'll enjoy it. All right, Monday, June 11th at the Mid-South Coliseum, Danny Davis took on Jerry Bryant. Rick Oliver took on Tony Charles. Tommy Gilbert Jr. and Tommy Gilbert Sr. took on Larry Latham and Wayne Ferris. Ron Garvin versus Ron Bass. The Southern Tag Team title match, Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee versus Mr. Fuji and Professor Tanaka. And the main event, Southern Heavyweight title match, the Stomper must win or leave town, Robert Fuller versus the Stomper with Gorgeous George Jr.
Lawler wasn't on the match, on the card at all?
He was in the Southern Tag Team title match,
okay.
Him and Bill Dundee.
Oh, okay.
You just weren't listening.
Oh, your internet stole my mind.
Why does it always got to go back to my internet?
Because
hey, George,
sucks.
Get ready to call in a few minutes, and we'll do Superstar of the Week with you. I'll put the number in the chat room here. And if you join our chat room at mixlr.com/oversellpodcast, you too can call in and give your Superstar of the Week from time to time. Fuller stops Stomper. Try saying that 5 times fast. Robert Fuller turned back the Stomper and his manager, Gorgeous George Jr., to retain his Southern Heavyweight Wrestling title at the Coliseum last night. Jerry the King Lawler teamed with Bill Dundee to retain the Southern Tag Team Championship against Mr. Fuji.
I knew they would be there.
And Professor Tanaka. Also, Ron Bass beat Cowboy Frazier, Jerry Bryant, and Danny Davis, Drew. Tony Charles Best, Rick Oliver, and Larry Latham. Wayne Parr took down the father-son combination of senior and junior Tommy Gilbert. There was no attendance, so there's that means there's 12,000 people there.
Or nobody was there.
Or 13,000.
Yeah. They had people in the parking lot. They just had to knock down one of the walls.
You know, I think it's safe to say 7,500.
Okay.
So we'll just say that.
Yeah.
Say that.
Good turnout last night.
Well, for those that have never listened to our show before, or if you're new, as we like to end every episode, we like to do what we call Superstar of the Week. George says he can't call in. He's walking into Bible study.
Oh.
So go ahead, and if you have your Superstar of the Week, go ahead and leave it, and we'll read it off. But as we like to end every episode, we like to do Superstar of the Week. So, Mike, I ask you, who is your
Superstar of the Week?
Yeah, I'm going Nakamura just because of that flying armbar that he did.
Very cool.
Beautiful. Like, I watched it like 7 or 8 times and then pulled Amanda in there. I was like, hey, watch this.
Okay.
And it was great.
I'm going
It happened from like a year ago.
I'm going all ego Ethan Page for coming on the show and having
easy
the best.
Easy pick, yeah.
Having the best damn shirt. I guess I'll pick another one because he's, he's our honoree Superstar of the Week. George in the chat room says John Cena is his.
All right.
That's awesome. Very good pick. I thought that promo he cut, serious John Cena can cut a better promo than when John Cena tries to be funny. I enjoy serious John Cena more than I enjoy funny
John Cena.
Yeah. Anyway, Superstar of the Week. I said all ego Ethan Page. Let's talk. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Mark Henry.
Okay.
Just because of what I got to see him do on Swerved. Folks, that is it for this week. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. That's the easiest way to get on this podcast or to get listen to this podcast is by rating and subscribing on iTunes. Give a 5-star review and leave a comment. That helps us out with our rating on iTunes. Head over to blogtalkradio.com/oversellpodcast and blogtalkradio.com/sharkdropperstudios and check out all the other podcasts we have there. There is the Shark Dropper Podcast, Word of the Bay, Top 5, Movie, Films, and Flicks, Doppel Avenue Hurt, Paralyzed. They just released a new episode of Paralyzed. Have you listened to Paralyzed podcast yet?
I have not.
Okay. Go listen to Paralyzed.
Okay.
It is a fictional podcast, but it's a horror one. I can't listen to it myself unless it's at noon. George says Superstar of the Week also goes to Apple for allowing me to sneak earbuds into church. George, go to church. Thanks, bud. But yeah, check out Paralyzed. It's a horror podcast, fictional.
Okay.
Just like it. I promise you, you'll like it. It's kind of a psychological horror thing, and it's really scary. And I don't listen. And I could listen to it now because the sun's still up. But if I turn it on an hour, I will not sleep for the night. There's also Snubbed, Top 5, and many other podcasts over there at blogtalkradio.com/sharkdropperstudios. You have been listening to the... Do it.
Nope.
God damn it.
It's yours.
No, you do
nope.
it this
it's
time.
Yours.
No,
nope.
no. Come
nope.
on, just one time. One
it's
time.
Yours.
Do it.
You're fucking with tradition.
No, I want to. Yeah. Well, this is the week to do it because Dan's not here. So this is the
Oversell Podcast.